Benson and Thames, an article written by Peter Clark. As the year turns, this old codger is amazed to find I have been retired over a quarter of a century. Retired, that is, from a long army career and back to the Benson of my childhood. So, 25 years ago, two things struck me. Firstly, that the village didn't seem to have a worthwhile magazine. Well, Frank Moran and I sorted that out. Secondly, that an ever busier A4074 seemed to be cutting us off from our biggest asset, namely the Thames. As a result, a few of us set about badgering our then county councillor, Hugh Cundall, and eventually the crossing was installed. I am pleased to see in last issue's BB that it is to be upgraded to a toucan crossing, whatever that means. Which finally brings me to the point of this article. The new Benson Care Home has on its western side a narrow public footpath down to the A4074, and on the far side the footpath continues to the Thames. Surely, with that care home and all the new housing west of Littleworth, is the time to enhance that access to our river. It only requires a bit of effort by a few people to make that happen. First, Mike Grundon's be prevailed upon to give us an extra couple of yards of what is currently just waste woodland to widen the path. Secondly, Oxford Highways should be asked to put in at least an island in the middle of the road and tidy up the awful muddy lay-by on the Thames side of the road at that point. Anything that can be done to slow traffic there is surely to be welcomed on that straight stretch. I guess it just now needs the parish council to take up the challenge and carry it forward. And there are two photographs with the article, one of the very narrow path that runs from down the side of what is now the care home, and then the muddy, flooded lay-by on the other side of the road on the approach down to the river.